is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Rob.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, Rob?
Well, I recently became single again. I was in a relationship for a while. And, like, you know, I wasn't expecting to meet anyone right away. Like, I was just out there having fun. But I went out with this great girl, Christine. The date went awesome. We were really connecting. But, like, now she's not calling me back. So I'm hoping you can call her and get some answers.
Did you think a second date was going to happen? Like, how was she acting towards that?
Yeah, it definitely seemed, you know, it's like, all right, so we'll be in touch. We'll make some plans for next week. And then it kind of just stopped.
Did something happen when you were just getting drinks?
I don't think so. I don't know. Nothing comes to mind that would be that weird, you know?
Okay.
So there's nothing you could
think. I whip my dick out or something inappropriate.
Maybe you should have.
So,
boring. That's probably what she probably was like, what am I doing here? You should have whipped it out or something, man. You get some energy.
Maybe on date two. We'll see if we can make
There's
it happen,
no
all right?
Date two happening for this guy.
Hang on the phone, Rob, okay?
All right. Hello?
Hi, is this Christine?
This is.
All right. Hey, Christine. How you doing? It's the Get Up Crew calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station. okay, we're calling from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we're calling you because somebody reached out to us to reach out to you. It's a guy who likes you a lot, and he would like to take you out on a date. So we're here to tell you that we will pay for everything. You name where you want to go, what you want to have, when you want to do it, and we will take care of all the details.
Wait, what?
Okay, so this guy, Rob, who you went out with, reached out to us, okay?
Yeah, he's boring.
Well, no, just he told us that you guys had a really good day and all that stuff, and he's wondering why you're not getting back and about seeing him again. So that's why we're reaching out to you like a middleman. Like, we'll set up the entire date if you're willing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I got it. No, that's a hard no. Sorry.
Wow.
No. Okay. Not interested.
Okay, well, did he do something?
Yeah, because we asked him about the date. He said it was kind of a normal date. You had a good time, so what happened?
It's just not going to work. Like, there's no way in hell. You can just tell him that. It's not going to work. It would never, never, ever, ever, ever work.
All right, I'm right.
Okay.
I mean, those four never, ever. Okay, so yeah. Pass that on. And he's going to ask why, and I'm going to say because she thinks.
Well, he's crazy. He's crazy.
In what way?
Listen, he came across as totally normal for, we were talking online, everything seemed totally legit. He, happened to mention in passing that he was a widower, which is very sad, and had been married for a very long time. But at the very end, he told me that his wife had died 4 days ago. Like, that was my reaction too, and I thought he was just like, how do you even react to something like that?
Well, hold on
if
a second.
If that's true,
we need answers.
Well, we're gonna find. Okay, so Christine, Rob's on the phone. Rob, are you still on the phone?
What?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh my god.
So Rob, it's true?
I hear how it sounds. I get it.
Yeah.
Look, we were married for 15 years, and her dying wish was for me to go out and have as much fun as possible. Like, I get it. I get how it sounds. But, like, the last 6 months, she was like a shell of a person. Like, you know, I already did my morning. Like, you know, ever since she passed, like, I went out with a few different girls. But I really like you, Christine. So, like, you know.
Wait, what? You went out with a few different girls? Do you not work?
Yeah, you know.
You fit that into your schedule 4 days ago.
Right, so, you know, first night, I got a couple escorts, then I did a Tinder date, and then I met you, and you're like, I love your personality.
This is too much.
Do you hear yourself talking? How could you possibly think that I would ever want to go out with you again?
I see you're upset, but let me ask you a question. If it wasn't for the whole my wife dying a week ago thing, would you go out with me on another date?
Oh my god, this dude, I can't take it.
I probably. All right, so then let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Kind of hard to ignore that.
I mean, he was being very honest. Look at the bright side. He was being honest with you. And
that's
it
right.
was what his wife wanted, and you guys
okay,
did have a good time.
Those are all right side.
Those are all on the pro side. The con is that his wife happened to, you know, just die just a few days ago. But still, would you be down to give him another date? You know, maybe you guys could talk about it, or just go out as good friends.
Would go out again?
I don't even know what that date would be. Would we be going to her funeral? Like that? No, absolutely not.
No, the funeral was a couple days ago, but if it'll help you, look, I understand, we could wait a month then go out. Is that going to help you a little along? I get it.
No, that's not going to help me. You need help, so go find it.